late great John Delafosse, and we had an opportunity to visit with Gino a couple of days ago, and we had a nice conversation and a beautiful conversation, and we he's out there performing and playing whatever he does, and Gino, you keep doing what you're doing. Very proud of you. Keep preserving the music of Zydeco and the style and the culture. That's who you all and what you did. And that's what your father has always taught you, is to make sure that you continue to preserve and protect the Creole Zydeco music. Coming up is something by a group of people who put this CD together back in 2003. And it was produced by Charles Manns. And this is copyrighted by Man Pub. And what they say on this is that we are here to promote education, business, and entertainment. Let's spread the word on the music of this and the time of the season. This is 10 cuts, and you'd be surprised who's on this one. Such as Lil Fowley, Donna Angel, the Melting Pot Jazz Band. They have Spirit Gospel, J.J. Kaye, Robin Coleman, Charles Mann, even Don Cravens, and Lil Fowley, actually, is on this CD. We're going to be playing a couple of selections from that. Let's play something, first of all, by J.J. Kaye, called Deck the Halls. Let's go, J.J. Kaye. There we go now.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have some fun today.
Let the halls ring on so highly.
What you want for Christmas today?
Fa la 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 la.
That sounds good.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Oh, yeah.
Fa la 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 la. Jamming
Zydeco Christmas,
yeah. Dine we now gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Try the ancient gear that carol. Fa la 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 la.
Ooh, that's just my daddy.
That sounds good.
Fast away the boy it passes. La 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 la. Hail the new year, lands a lesson. Fa la 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 la. Sing joyous all together. Fa la 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 la. Hear the whistle, the winds of winter. Fa la 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 la.
Oh, Daddy, you sound good.
J.J. Kaye, Deck the Halls in a Zydeco way. And that's And you're going to be hearing some more from that in just a few minutes. But, of course, you're listening to Zydeco San Pas LA. You might say, well, whoa, what's going on here? But it's a slight version. It's a version of Christmas Time of Zydeco San Pas LA. We're playing some Christmas songs along with some Zydeco and mixing it all up. And I think you will enjoy that, and I'm hoping you are enjoying it. While you're preparing or going to church or on your way or have you already done preparing a meal, the food for the company, your family, and all of that. So just have a good time and listen to our program on Saturday mornings, as we do every Saturday morning, MC and I. We come by here to entertain you with the best in Zydeco music. I want to say good morning to all of my students over at Acadiana High. And, of course, I'm hoping that you are spending a very Merry Christmas with you and your family. And be ready in 2022 to be ready to be educated by Mr. B and the rest of the teachers over at Acadiana High School and also in the public school system right here in Lafayette, the heart of Creole and Cajun country. You can't go wrong right here getting an education. And all of the schools that are actually attempting to prepare you for the future leaders of this world. We got to do something better than this. All right, let's play something by Corey LeDay. By the way, Corey is going to be over at Feeds and Seed tomorrow night, starting off at 8 until. And that's a little celebration because he nominated for a Grammy, another one. And, of course, he has to raise a little bit of money to head out there to accept the trophy, the Grammy. So go on out here and support him, please. And that's tomorrow night from 8 until. You'll probably see my face in the place just a brief time just to go on and wish him well. And that's tomorrow over at Feeds and Seed. There's many other things that are taking place, and we will keep you informed and as we move along with our program. It's 9:08. Here we go with something by Corey right now. Let's listen to Corey on this Saturday morning, Christmas Day.
So I stand on a mountain and tell the whole world I do. We'll be right back.
That's a bad booger. That
was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. What I say, we wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Oh,
to remember this land.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
And we mean it now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
How's going out for you, Mr. Frank, on this Christmas Day? Gino Delafos, no need to cry. Strahan. All over the world.
Say,
It's Harvest Trahan and a Christmas song all over the world. And we're celebrating Christmas all over the world with 25 past 9 o'clock on this beautiful Saturday morning. It's a little warm, but that's what happens on a season. The time of the year changes so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's enjoy the time. 61 years ago, I met the wife and the lady at the time, and I fell in love immediately when I went to her house 61 years ago to pick up a bag of ice. I had just returned from the military, and they were giving a family get-together for me over at the old school. And my Uncle Joe Prejean said, go over there and pick up a bag of ice. And you'll meet somebody over there, just graduated from college, and you ain't got nothing going for yourself anyway. So I did. And I rang the doorbell, and she said, come on in. And it, by the way, it was on a Saturday. Christmas was on a Saturday. And it was warm just like it is today. And I walked in the place, and there she was sitting there with some plaid pants and a white blouse. And I asked her, I told her what I was there for, and before leaving, of course, I asked her if I could have a date. And guess what? It's been going on ever since. 61 years ago, and I couldn't be any happier than that. I love you, Shan. Take care of yourself, and keep doing what you're doing, and keep doing and satisfying this family, taking care of this family. And that's my wife, Marlene. Love you, Sam. Take care, and Merry Christmas to you. All right, here we go with something by a mix of songs that actually was put together by my neighbor who has since passed away, Murphy Olivier. He put together 21 of the best of Christmas songs, and that's 21 of those, and I'll be playing some from time to time, and in fact, let's play one of them. We played one by Temptation, and let's play one by Aaron Neville, O Holy Night. This is Christmas Day. No doubt about it. It is Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Night, the stars all brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Jonas Brome and your lovely bride. That's going out for you.
Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. On your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, now divine, oh, now, when Christ was born, oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus rise. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is our Lord. Oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, now when Christ was born, oh, night, oh, night, oh, night divine.
Aaron Neville's on this Saturday morning on Christmas Day. Coming up is something by Terrence Simeon on his Christmas CD. He produced three cuts on this CD. And by the way, I had a wonderful, wonderful conversation and visit with Terrence Simeon this week. He and I, we came by my house, and we just sat there and had a long conversation. I mean, just talk, and looked like we could just continue to talk all day long, and just find something pleasant to talk about. Terrence, it was a pleasure having you in our home and having a conversation with you. We'd have to do it again. And I wish you and your wife and your daughter a Merry Christmas and a safe one as well. Let's do it again sometime. Let's listen to this selection. Creole Christmas.
Turn up the volume and sing along. Do my shopping at the mall. Try to buy presents for them all. But if my money is kind of short, then I'll do it all in one morning's year. Drag eggnog, spiked with V.O. And still I can't dance no more. No drag with the finest girl I meet. Decorate a wheelbarrow, roll her down the street. Pick her under the mistletoe. Kiss her till we can't kiss no more. It's here. Save the world, bring joy and redemption. Food of mine for that Christmas feast. Eat some food at your day and Judy's. Fried turkey, cornbread and rice dressing. Talk and laugh and do a little drinking. It's here.
That was Terrence Simeon, and why don't we just continue with the next one, and I think you will enjoy every bit of this. And that was Terrence Simeon again on this. Let's listen to this one right here. Terrence Simeon, another Christmas song here.
Glad news. Oh, singing Silent Night, singing Christmas carols by candlelight. So baby, please come home. Baby, please come home. Not for Christmas, but not
That was something by Terrence Simeon, and we're going to play something called by Michael Bolden on this Saturday morning, Silent Night.
Bells were beating, ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
Silent night, holy night. You know what? I still feel like a hog. I still feel like a hog.
All right, it was something by Nathan William and Nautical Hog. I was thinking about the reason why I put that on there is because, you know, this time of the year, they, you know, they do the Bushri, the hog.
Who?
They, yeah.
Who do they?
Well, people, this time of the year, the farmers, they harvest the pig.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
Uh-uh.
I thought you said yesterday. I thought what? You said
what?
The other day
what?
That when you and I were talking about why do they butcher in Boostery in winter, and
yeah.
you asked me that question, and you told me, and I said, man, I don't know. It's, hey. And you said, because it's easier to cut the meat.
Uh-huh.
When it's cold.
Right.
Well, I know that, but.
Now you know that.
But.
But what?
But, you know, they can do it any time of the year and put it in the freezer.
You can put it in the freezer, but you can't cut it while it's in the freezer. How are you going to cut it? You going to get in the freezer and cut the meat?
Yeah,
I'd like to see that. That ought to be interesting. Who's that little man in the icebox? Oh, he's cutting the meat.
Let me ask you the question, though.
What?
What do you remember?
Not much. Go ahead.
What do you remember at the time of Christmas when you were coming up? What was the most memorable Christmas gift that you have ever had?
I remember a bushel of Macintosh apples. Macintosh
really?
Apples. I remember that clearly.
Really?
I mean, you know what I mean? A bushel, you know how many apples
yeah,
is in a bushel?
Yeah.
They had a bushel of apples. And I remember getting a little brown bag with an apple and an orange in it. Merry Christmas. And
isn't it?
The big thing was cap pistols.
Oh.
Cap pistol. Now, I remember that, man. He had the caps. He got the little boxes, man. You put your cap, man. Raw Rogers, Raw Rogers, Raw Rogers, you know. Shoot. And the one other thing was the firecrackers.
Yeah.
Had a lot of firecrackers.
Yeah, kapow. Kapow.
I remember I threw that in one of my cousin. They just gotten back because Christmas was always at my godmother's house.
Yeah.
So we was all over there. The fellas throwing firecrackers. She had a big pretty dress on.
Oh.
Pretty dress. You know, one of them can dresses.
Yeah.
Sticking out. I remember the lightning. I just threw it. That's the way it fell on her dress, a big hole on her dress. I always had some little mishaps that would be happening and stuff.
And say, she cried?
Oh, cried. Not my dress.
Yeah. But you know, it's kind of funny.
Bless her soul, she passed away.
You talk about a brown bag with fruits.
Uh-huh. That was Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, I remember receiving orange and an apple. And, you know, that was.
And we're just as happy as could be.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't. I mean, that was a normal routine. Get there.
Yeah.
You get your apple.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't. You wouldn't eat hardly fruits during the regular season.
No.
Also, Christmas was a big thing. You had an apple and an orange.
Apple and an orange.
Uh huh.
And, you know, we'd ever know how wide range that tradition was at the time. Because. We would do the same thing. That's what we would be doing. We're getting the same thing.
It's right.
An apple and an orange, and that would be
and
it.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah. That would be. And so I said,
That's it.
It's kind of a strange thing.
Yeah.
I remember when I got myself my first bicycle.
Oh, I remember that, too.
Oh,
wait, go ahead.
Man. But there was an objective behind that.
What was it?
Well, the thing was, the objective was, you get a bicycle. But the bicycle is going to be used to transport lunch from school. Instead of eating lunch at school,
uh-huh.
I had to go, and the principal would let me get on my bicycle, the basket, my mother would cook.
Okay.
And I'd go get the meal for my sisters and brothers who were in school, and I would transport the food. So that was the objective of the purpose of getting that
and
bicycle.
What was that food put in? Was it
a bucket
that you used to use for syrup instead of them canned
syrup
at the
top.
Yeah,
they put it in there.
Meat and rice.
Meat and rice,
baby. You know, steak. No, let me back up. That was steak. Steak and rice.
That was steak.
We just knew it as meat.
Meat and rice.
Meat and rice.
And sometimes, and of course, my mother had on the side, she would always bake the best fresh bread.
Right. Oh yeah,
yeah. Pan the rise bread.
Yeah, pan bread.
Oh yeah. There was some good bread. Oh, yeah.
You couldn't jump in, she put some
the fresh butter and put it in there, and she always had it warm.
We used to take our finger and push a hole in it, then you poured the syrup in the hole. I don't know, my bicycle, I think, was more of a punishment thing. It was kind of like, oh, yeah, good, brand new bike. My brother Val had sent some money, so I could buy me a bicycle for Christmas.
We'll be right back with more. Looks like
the fair weather pattern will continue along the Gulf Coast for the next few days, although the wind may be a little bit gusty today, up to 25 miles per hour with low pressure moving to our north. Our afternoon high will be in the low 80s with a mix of sunshine and clouds. Overnight, partly cloudy and low 60s, and then breezy weather coming up for Sunday, but we should have plenty of sunshine and it stays warm with our high near 80, around 80 and sunny Monday. This is KRVS meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Spend some time at jukes, cantinas, and ballrooms with me, Steve Craig, honky tonk, swamp pop, deep southern and Chicano soul, Tejano Conjunto y Mas, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on KRVS.
For a delightful listening experience on Friday afternoons, why not tune in to Freetown Radio at 3? It'll cure what ails you, and it's only on KRVS 88.7 FM and KRVS.org on the web. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air.
Did you miss one of your favorite shows? Find the past episodes of your favorite KRVS programming on our website at krvs.org.
Funding for KRVS provided by Rouse's Markets, which supports our regional food systems by buying from local farmers, fishermen, and manufacturers. More information on Rouse's can be found at www.rouses.com.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
We're back,